Celebrity roasts have a long history in televised comedy, a tradition of inviting famous people onto a show to have fun poked at them, often in a rather vulgar way. I say a long tradition. In India, it's all rather new and unconventional, so much so that an Indian comedy roast show filmed in front of thousands of people has been taken off YouTube after a huge row on social media. The show involved the stand-up comedy group AIB skewering the Bollywood actors Arjun Kapoor and Ranveer Singh.
Ranveer Singh and Arjun Kapoor. Look at them sitting there marinating in their own mediocrity.
Arjun, you flunked the 12th standard. Technically, you're not even qualified to be a bus conductor, which is really sad because I think you would have sold way more tickets as a bus conductor.
So did the show cross the line? And where in India these days can that line be drawn? Can any line be drawn? We brought together from Delhi the comedian Anuvab Paul and first the filmmaker and member of the Indian Board of Censors, Ashok Pandit.
My basic problem was that here there is a maker whom we respect, who has made great cinema in the Indian film industry. He commands a lot of respect. So the same person who has made family-based films of Indian values, relationships, and for which he is always loved for, when this great filmmaker stands on the stage and uses a language which is totally unparliamentary, a language which is abusive, a language which doesn't go well in a public forum.
Sorry to interrupt, you say it doesn't go well in an auditorium. There were thousands of people roaring with laughter.
It's not auditorium, it's a public show. So it's basically a hurt from a filmmaker, an audience who really respects him. So it's basically an image which has been shattered.
But, I mean, this is a man who is prepared to have fun poked at him. He seems to have a better sense of humour than you.
No, abusing people and using language is not entertainment, is not comedy. The language is in Hindi. The language which is used is, I don't know whether I can use it on your channel or not. Here you have abused women who are actresses. The permissions have not been taken from them. For instance, they have abused an actress called Farida Jalal. They have abused an actress called Reema Lagu, who are respected in the industry. So do you have a right to talk anything about anyone?
Okay, well, Anuvab, let me put that point to you, that actually if you're a public figure, you should respect the fact that people look up to you and you shouldn't abuse it.
I think there's a cultural difference going on here. There's a long tradition of roasts and irony and self-deprecation and things like that. And Mr. Pandit has a very fair point in that he has absolutely the full right to be offended, of course. But 8 million people on Twitter that saw this and the 4,000 people that saw this live were laughing. This is a man who made fun of himself. And the question that is raised is who decides, right? Because I think that an individual can have an issue with such a show. Many individuals can have an issue with such a show. As many individuals can love the show.
Well,
right?
I think Ashok was making the point that, you know, it's fine to take the rise out of yourself, but what was being said was abusive towards other people. And if somebody with a public profile is doing that, then perhaps the people who are laughing along with him are also engaging in a sort of vicarious abuse of this other person.
I think there's a fine line between abuse and what sort of roasting is. Now, to Mr. Pandit, this may seem like abuse. To a lot of younger people that make up this comedy group's fan base, it seemed to be done in good humor because they were doing it about themselves, etc. So I think it's how you define things. You know, if you see roasts abroad, they are far worse. Culturally, I can see how this thing is new and therefore some people can be offended. But I don't know what the lines of abuse are. Tomorrow, somebody can get up and say, he talked about a certain community. He said that a certain part of India is made up of lazy people. And they're like, oh, how can you say that about that? Then there's no scope for any stand-up, right? I'm not saying that people should swear, but if these people are out in an auditorium and they have the licenses in place and there is a fan base that likes them, I think it's not ours to judge. Entertainment should be judged by its audience.
Ashok, isn't that a reasonable point that if India is a mature country, it's a big country, it can deal with different tastes.
Anubhav, I would like to bring out a hypocrisy of this lot of people. A month back, there was a photograph of Deepika Padukone, a known star in Bombay Times, where a cleavage was shown. And it's the same very people who objected to it and spoke about the dignity of a woman. Well, that time also, Bombay Times had a freedom of expression. So you object to somebody else's talking about it, and here you have the same actress sitting in front of you and you're saying it's all well when you do it. My take is only one thing. Tomorrow, whatever was done on the stage. And people who are followers of Karan Johar, they feel that this is the right thing to be done. And if they do repeat the same thing on the streets, will you allow that to happen? Tomorrow, you have ridiculed women of the country. Do you have the right to do that in the name of humor?
I think you raise a valid point that you were offended by some of these things. Now, the people involved in them, the actress you mentioned, was herself present and laughing at this. The question is, you're saying, why are these people doing these things? They're individuals, they have free will. A person has a certain public persona. He wants to break his own public persona. We are no one to judge, right?
Anubhav, do you think that the rules are changing in India? I mean, you're a comedian. Do you think that the country or your audience is becoming more liberal or demanding to be shocked a little bit more?
I think it's a very large number, actually, Mr. Frank. You know, if you look at the millions of hits that these irreverent YouTube videos get, you know, for the first time, these young comedy groups are trying to take on sort of the big institutions of Bollywood and politics and saying that we can be ironic. Now you can be ironic and some people may find that vulgar, but millions of people love it. And when you do live shows, thousands of people come and watch and have a sense of humor and want to be introduced to irony and self-deprecation. Now, clearly, because it's so new, it is going to have opposition. Now, the question is, if we extend his offense into stopping things and judging other people, you know, today, bad language is offensive. Tomorrow, mentioning a community is offensive. Day after, orange pants are offensive. So I'm saying, what is in a billion people, different literacy levels, education, what is offensive is so nebulous, right? I think it gets very murky.
Ashok, isn't that a reasonable point that actually it's perhaps a little
bit old-fashioned to suggest
that if you are offended, then you should be able to lay down the law on public morality for everybody else, especially in a country the size of India?
I have never said that this show should be banned. What I'm trying to say is, in the name of freedom of expression, where are you taking the things to? But I'm talking about this roast where people look up to the stars. They are heroes. Now, when they stand on the stage and masturbate, they use this language. It's a wrong precedence which has been started. And if Anubhav is saying that, well, there are 9 million people who have supported it, then let me tell him that there are 10 million people who have opposed it.
Anubhav?
What Mr. Pandit is saying is fair from his perspective. Surely there are going to be many people opposing this and many people supporting it. I'm saying that many comedians do many kinds of work. I may have found some parts of the AIB show vulgar, I may not have, but the question is not for me to decide. The question is to give the public the freedom to decide. You know, the trouble is, Mr. Frank, that this all ends up in court and the court then decides what is permissible and what is not, because then it becomes mob rule. Like, if there are more people that have a view that this is profane, they can go out there and stop shows. And if there are people that want it, then they'll find ways to download torrents, and it's chaos, right? Who are we to choose that this comedian is good and that guy is bad? And I think that in any art form, that gray area is an interesting place to be. Any sort of absolutism, this is terrible, this is bad, you know, stop it. To me, that's kind of medieval thinking.
Anubhav Pal, the comedian, and you also heard from Ashok Pandit, a filmmaker and member of the Indian Board of Censors.